Welcome to the Lighthouse Church podcast. Thanks so much for joining us for this week's message. We want to say a special thank you to each and every person that gives and partners with us. To learn more about what Lighthouse Church is doing in San Bruno and across the San Francisco Bay Area, visit our website, www.lighthousesanbruno.com. Like and subscribe so you don't miss any new content. Now, check out this week's message.
So I'm just going to talk for a few moments. We've been in a series called Letters to the Church. And Martino shared a great message from Revelation on the seven churches, and I thought that was incredible. And he really emphasized how important it is, our heart toward God. And as I was thinking about today, like, we want to have our heart posture right before God, right? We always want to keep our heart right, and we want to keep our heart soft. But we're doing Galatians, which is one of the letters, okay, in the New Testament, one of Paul's letters, and I was thinking about change and how much has changed, and then again, in 30 years, how much hasn't changed, right? Some things change and some things don't. I know that we all look a little different, right? You can see we've changed a bit. We have. We've changed a little bit. We've got people like Hosanna Wong was up there, little tiny girl, and she's, you know, preaching to large, like really large groups of people. We have worship leaders that have come from this church that are leading worship all over the country. We have out of this church many pastors and other leaders, but most importantly, just people that continue to love Jesus and serve Jesus in our community. And so as much as people come and go and seasons change, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. And so the thing that never changes is the gospel and our commitment to the gospel, because the reality of it is without the gospel, all we are is just a club, just a group of people hanging out, just a potluck. You know what I mean? Like and here's the thing. I've experienced Jesus in my heart. He's changed my life. He has healed me and continues to heal me. And when we experience something like that, you can't help but want to share that, right? And so we were made for connection. And I'm going to just throw out two verses for us from Galatians. Galatians 6:2 that speaks to the importance of community. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. And then Galatians 3:28 says, there is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Oh my gosh, I love this, and I love that our church has been a reflection of this commitment. And it takes commitment to live in connection and unity with one another, right? Because not everybody likes having women get to preach the gospel. And not everybody likes to worship God with somebody next to them that looks different than they are or speaks a first language different than their first language. And people in the world, we're very uncomfortable. We like to just go with what's familiar, what's the same as us. But I don't believe that that's God's design. And so one of my favorite things about our church is this commitment to us to honor one another, to love each other, and to learn how to have relationship with each other, with people that are different than us, maybe older than us, maybe younger than us. And I believe that that's the heart of God. And if we can practice that here in this safe space and learn to love each other well, then I believe God is honored, and I believe that we have a chance of making a difference outside these walls. I love how I'm thinking about all the different places that Lighthouse San Bruno has met at over the years. And when Matt and I took over, we thought the church was meeting at a nice community center in Millbrae. And we said, okay, yeah, we'll do that. And then we got a call that it was on fire. The thing burned down. The San Bruno Rec Center is that we've met at times also got flattened and now has been rebuilt to a beautiful state. We've been at Bel Air. We've been at here at John Muir. We've been at Allen. We've been at Cappuccino. We've been at the Nazarene Church, I know, when Pastor Norman was here. We've been all over. And I thought about that. And I thought that was actually kind of cool. I think that's by God's design, that he's kind of placed us all over the community, like all over the city. And we have gotten to know so many different people because of that. We've gotten to pour into so many different people because of that. And I don't know. I know that a lot of people be like, it's nice to just have your church in one place. But I don't know. I just feel like submission and surrender to God's will is to say, I will go, Lord, wherever you want me to go. And God has somehow positioned us in different seasons and at different times at just the place that he wants us to be. And so while God doesn't change, I'm grateful that I'm still changing. I'm grateful that God keeps softening my heart and changing my heart. The other thing that I really wanted to highlight for us today, I know this is another C word, okay, so I'm not trying to do like a three, okay. Consistency is really important. Galatians 6:9 says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Consistency. I believe this is true for everybody in the room. This is true for the ones that attend Lighthouse right now and for the ones who've attended over the years and you're just visiting today. Consistency is key to following Jesus, and there's no way around it. I wish there was because, you know, consistency is not easy. I've talked about this before, like with the gym or a diet. You guys know I have great intentions about my little weights that I want to lift, you know, and I think I'm going to do it and I'm going to get strong. And I do it once every few months, and it does nothing to improve me in my life. It really doesn't matter. And I have these weights and I look at them and then they just sit there and it does nothing for me. I'll say something that I don't think is probably popular with some people, but some pastors wouldn't say it, but I would much rather that you read one verse of the Bible every single day and take a little act of faith and obedience on that one verse than you be this super amazing person that once a month reads seven chapters of the Bible, and you're so proud of yourself that you highlighted all those seven chapters, but you do nothing with it, and then you put the Bible on the shelf for a month or two. I think that that one verse every day, consistent, I think that that's the sort of thing that the enemy doesn't like and that God is really pleased with, and that's where months and years from now you look back and you see, I've been changed. You're like, I don't know how. I didn't even think I was doing that much. How could that? That's the power of God's word that does not change, right? God's word doesn't change, and God's word is powerful. It has this way of transforming us. And so I love that Lori highlighted that, because there's just no way around it. I know it's not always fun. You know, it's not always the popular thing. I know it's much easier to watch a video clip of somebody talking about the Bible, or it's easier to, you know, just, yeah, read a meme about something spiritual. But the reality of it is God's word is what really changes us, and there's no way around it. And it doesn't matter what good things Pastor Matt or Martino or Irish when she's preaching or Barney could share, or anybody could share something from God's word. Nothing will beat your commitment and consistency to God's word for yourself. All right? There is nothing that will take the place of that. So I'm going to encourage you, like, let's take this moment. Like, we're looking at God has been consistent. God has been faithful to this church. I mean, we've had challenges for sure, but God keeps showing up. He keeps providing us with everything that we need that we can be a lighthouse here. You saw photos of things that we've done over the years, but there were definitely highlights from this past year of things that we've gotten to do to pour into other pastors and leaders and women. And we've done backpacks, and we've done Operation Christmas Child, and we've done Calvary Street, and we've done all these things that we've gotten to pour into people, right, and love on them. But I want to encourage you that God's word in your life is the most powerful thing. There's just no way around that. And then I wanted to look at the last one, Galatians 2:20. It says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Earlier in Galatians, actually, Paul says in Galatians 1:6, he's saying, I can't believe how you waver. You're quickly deserting him who called you into the grace of Christ. You're turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another one, but there are some who trouble you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preached to him to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you received, let him be accursed. For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? The question is, who are we trying to please? I want to please God, not man. And there is this thing that happens in the world, and we're living in this broken world, right, where people will try to distort the gospel. They'll say Jesus and this, Jesus plus that. And this is why it's so important for us to be committed to God's word and consistent. And so I want to encourage you, if you're not consistently in God's word, if you're not consistently going to your local church, wherever it is that God has placed you, let's take today and let's like start fresh and let's start being consistent. Let's start being committed and let's live lives that are consecrated to God, consecrated to him. That yes is so important. We kind of heard from Pastor Barney and Pastor Ed and Pastor Lori and Pastor Matt that yes to God. Do you know that yes is more than just a one-time thing when it comes to following Jesus? It's just like marriage. You know, you say yes on the wedding day. You know, you say, I do. Yes, I'll marry you. But I kind of think it's like a yes daily, every single day. You have to keep saying yes in order for that marriage to endure. That's just the reality, and it actually has to be both people saying yes. Well, Jesus says yes to us every single day, and I think that every single day we have to also say yes to him again and to keep saying yes as he takes us out of our comfort zone. You think God's going to maybe stretch you a little bit? Maybe he's going to ask you to do some things that are a little uncomfortable, and your yes to God is powerful. Yes, these pastors' yes to God is powerful. For our church, it's meant a lot. But it takes a lot more than just a few people. That's why you guys know. I say, I'm not the special prayer person. You all are anointed. You all have Holy Spirit inside of you. And you lay hands on sick people and they get to be well. Because you have the power of God's Holy Spirit inside of you. God's spirit in me is not greater than God's spirit in you. Just because I said, okay, I'll be a pastor. Nope, not at all. And if we have that mindset shift, like, God needs you. Like, you are a part of God's family. You have an important role. And your yes is incredibly important.
Thank you for listening to Lighthouse Church's podcast. We hope today's episode has enriched your faith journey. If you have any questions or want to learn more about our church, visit www.lighthousesanbruno.com. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss an episode. See you next time.